Welcome to Czebiechów, a town whose history stretches back to the Middle Ages. I'd like to tell you briefly about the history of Czebiechów Palace. The first knight's residence in this town was built in the 16th or 17th century when the Czebiechów estate was ruled by the von Troschke family. Surviving fragments of this residence can be found in the cellars and ground floor of the current palace. Before I tell you about the palace itself, I suggest taking note of the decorative entrance gate covered in grapevines. On the pillars of the gate stand two lions on their hind paws, holding the coat of arms of the former owners, Heinrich VII, Prince Royce of Kostritz, and his wife, Princess Marie Alexandrine, born Princess of Saxe-Weimar-Eisenach. They owned Czebiechów, then known as Trebschen, in the late 19th and early 20th century. On the right-hand side of the gate, you will see a plaque commemorating Eleanor, Princess Royce of Kostritz, and niece of Heinrich VII. She was a remarkably interesting person. Born in this palace, she later became Tsarina of Bulgaria, the wife of Tsar Ferdinand I. She is known for her social activism. During World War I, she worked as a nurse. To get a good view of the palace, let's now go through the gate. The building will be revealed in all of its splendor if we view it from the tarmacked avenue leading towards the main steps. The palace's current appearance is the result of its extensive expansion under Prince Heinrich VII and Marie Alexandrine, which included the addition of a side wing, the shorter eastern one to our right, with a ballroom and a round turret containing a staircase. There is a second four-sided tower at the western end of the building, meaning on our left. This tower is older, dating back to the 1830s. If you walk around the palace, you will also find a third tower, adjoined to the outside of the east wing. The layout of the estate dates from the start of the 18th century. What are its defining features? Please imagine you are standing on the axis of the whole estate. Lipowa Avenue behind you was designed to run from north to south, from the palace to the church. The palace neighbours an expansive landscape park, which is on the opposite side of the building. The oldest tree growing in the park is a roughly 300-year-old oak. Let's take another moment to note the facade of the palace. The central part is distinctive, with the entrance doors protruding slightly from the facade, in what is known as an avant-corps. Steps are placed in front of the main entrance. Above is a balcony and three round-topped windows, between which we see pilasters with Corinthian decorations. At the very top can be seen a stone balustrade with two figures and a clock face. Interestingly, Princess Marie Alexandrine was also active in the cause of the town of Czebiechów. It was her initiative that in the early 20th century, a sanatorium was built neighbouring the palace. If we head down Lipowa Avenue towards the church, we will pass it on the right, behind the red brick wall. In its early days, this was a luxurious institution where wealthy residents could enjoy comforts of every kind, active rest and a special diet. For years, it was a tuberculosis sanatorium, while today the building functions as a nursing home. It's a remarkable place from an architectural standpoint, since the sanatorium was built in a neo-Renaissance style, but Princess Marie Alexandrine wanted to transform the interior to better reflect her personal taste. So she invited to Czebiechów the famous Belgian architect, painter and designer, Henry van der Velde, who was then staying in Weimar and was one of the most outstanding representatives of European Art Nouveau. He designed the interior decor, as well as the furniture. These are the only examples of his work in Poland, so I encourage you to visit the sanatorium, whose superb interior has survived in almost perfect condition. As for the palace itself, when this land came under the ownership of the State Treasury of the Polish People's Republic, a granary was set up in the building, then later a school. Currently, in addition to educational facilities, the complex holds the local government office, a cultural centre and police headquarters. I encourage you to take a walk down Lipowa Avenue and take a close look at both the former sanatorium building and the church. If you have more time, please visit the landscape park behind the palace. That's all from me for now. I wish you a pleasant stay in Czebiechów. Goodbye.